This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said PM Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that Indian art, particularly dance, offers a model of inclusivity in a world increasingly divided by conflicts and discord. He emphasized the power of India's rich cultural heritage to unite people across boundaries, saying Indian art offers a ray of light. Addressing the gathering at the International Festival on Indian Dance in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said, "Dance artists are cultural and peace ambassadors, promoting dialogue and laying the groundwork for soothing diplomatic maneuvers." The Vice President also emphasized India's historical influence on global culture, particularly through its epics. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the Line of Actual Control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "This agreement will result in resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the agreement between India and China on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, the minister said that both nations have gone back to where the situation was in 2020. Dr. Jaishankar said that the disengagement process with China has been completed. He said it is a positive development and the result of patient and persevering diplomacy. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday reviewed national highway projects of northeastern states in a high-level meeting with states' chief ministers and senior officials of his ministry in Delhi. These states include Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Tripura and Nagaland. Mr. Gadkari mentioned that he reviewed the progress of ongoing 15 national highway projects spanning over 423 kilometers in Arunachal Pradesh. He reviewed the progress of 38 ongoing projects covering 808 kilometers in Manipur and 16 ongoing projects spanning 324 kilometers in Tripura. He also reviewed the progress of 29 projects covering 545 kilometers in Nagaland. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and the NCR region, Stage 2 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP Action Plan, will be invoked across the National Capital Region from 8 a.m. today. The decision was taken during the meeting of the sub-committee of the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas in New Delhi. The committee has urged citizens to avoid dust-generating construction activities during October to January. It has also asked to avoid the open burning of solid waste and biomass. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast about a cyclonic storm over east central Bay of Bengal tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Jainamani said that the cyclonic storm is caused due to a low-pressure area moving west-northwestwards and intensifying into a depression over the region. Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, held a meeting with the representatives of the protesting junior doctors at the state secretariat, Nabana, yesterday. Various issues were discussed, including the justice for the victim of the R.G. Kerr Medical College incident. Following the meeting with the chief minister, the junior doctors have withdrawn their hunger strike. Chief Secretary and Home Secretary were present in the meeting, which was live telecast. In the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup cricket, India A defeated United Arab Emirates by 7 wickets in Al Amirat yesterday. Electing to bat first, UAE were all out for just 107 runs with 19 balls remaining. Rahul Chopra emerged as the top scorer for UAE, who made 50 of 50 balls. In response to this, Abhishek Sharma's 58 of 24 balls helped the young India A in chasing the total easily in 11th over, along with 7 wickets in hand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.